created a new parcel number, they didn't get increased on that parcel number. So some folks are aware and have called on their increases, but officially it had to go out as an increase notice on the new parcel. And it was just strictly a mechanical.
So you've mailed those increase notices out?
We mailed those yesterday.
Okay.
They all went out yesterday.
Okay.
And so just giving you a heads up, there will be
possible some people
instances
coming in.
Of people coming in and saying, hey, I haven't been heard.
Okay.
James did change the letter just a little bit so that there's no deadline.
There was no deadline for them, yeah.
But just, you're probably going to have to establish a deadline by December because you don't want to go into the next year.
That makes sense, James. Is it going to make the deadline by the end of the year? Or?
Right, but tax notices will come out and kind of lock that deadline in October.
Sure. Okay.
So, you know, it's it was something nobody was aware of. The IS department right. wasn't even aware of, or they'd have been in the second mailings. It was just something discovered. And like I say, I'd say 60% of them already is aware of their increase.
Do we need to establish a deadline or just do it now or just...
Donna and I didn't know how to establish a deadline.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, the tax notices will set the deadline in October. What is that date, though? Or do we just need to wait till next month and then figure out what the...
Well, not necessarily. I mean, we've had people come after October, but you have to make an exemption for these people, at least I would think, through the end of the year. After the end of the year, that's, you know, that late.
Right.
I'm paying their taxes. They should have addressed it by then. But, I mean, if you feel that's...
Yeah, what do you guys think?
I think it'll take care of itself. You may have a drifter or two, but the letter's out there, and they've been made aware.
I think it ought to be earlier than the end of the year a little bit, in that a lot of people came in and paid taxes, and they didn't really realize. They don't even look at their tax bill when they get it in October. They come in and pay their taxes on the 30th of December.
Right.
And find out, this is the first time I opened this. Why is this?
Yeah.
And we heard some in January and February and March.
Would it be inappropriate to get a motion right now, or you want us to wait for 30 days to talk about it some more?
How long do they, when they go out at the right time, how long do they have before the deadline?
May 1st of April till June 13th or so.
So about 75 days.
What would that work out? I wouldn't be bad, would it?
No,
November 1st. I mean, you can go to November. It'd be
November,
October, November 1st.
That'd be good. You know,
November.
Bills go out in October, so.
So the 31st, we would just make it the 31st of October?
That'd give the bills a double.
Is there 31 days in October?
I think that's good. And we can also keep a list of the people that got the late increase notice. And yeah. So if there's some unpredicted thing in the hospital or
getting the bill in October gives a second notice of it.
Sure.
And so if they don't do it by the 31st, then...
So does you want to have a motion then?
Yeah. I move that deadline on these be October 31st, the end of October 31st.
Second.
Motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
One last announcement. Not heard much talk about it. The Friday that I'd received that we'd passed our first ratio in many, many months, I received a check from the state for $88,000. But in the process, this motion was made of decreasing of values, and I'm truly hoping that didn't drive us back out of compliance. It's wait to be seen on the testing process, but not heard a whole lot about that revenues has started flowing back into Taney County other than on a radio station, and haven't heard much about it. But it was, I suppose, strictly based on seeing by the state that we were moving in the right direction. And it's a little concerning that it hit that three-day window there of the motion of massive decrease versus, yeah, you're getting close to value. And so really concerned that, in fact, we've got lots of studies going on now to see the effects, and I'm not looking forward to seeing that effect. So that's my last comment.
All right.
And Kenny will be carrying on with the real estate, and Tim has some stuff. I've got another appointment to
be
to.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right. Cindy.
Regarding erroneous assessments for real estate, we have, I'm going to take one and pass that on. The back page there shows all of the real estate the real estate abatements that have been written. And there we go. And Kenny's going to present these.
We have three, is that right?
There's three.
Three of these, all right. Last page.
This is the abatement number?
Yes, abatement number.
Pick an abatement number and tell us what you know.
Abatement number. 2010177. Let's see here. I guess we're removing a house from this parcel. It's actually on another parcel.
And it's on the other parcel?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Any motion for approval of abatement on that?
Well, let's say, I was going to say all three, and maybe we can just do all three of them.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't know whether there might be questions on the others.
There might be. If there is, we'll.
And then this one here is 2010248.
Okay.
This is part wrong number. I don't. Parcel number is wrong. It's a duplicate number.
So just we're
taking it to zero.
Taking it to zero.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And the next one is the very same situation, just a different year.
Okay.
Same people, just different year. So, and of course, these are all for previous years. These, and that's why they're before regular BOE session. They're
erroneous assessments
for previous years.
So we have a house that's on the wrong parcel and. Wrong parcel IDs on the same parcel twice.
Yeah.
Motion to approve abatement number 2010177, 2010248, and 2010249.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Aye. Motion passes. Next.
Okay. Real estate. Continuing on with real estate. Thank you. We received, since the summer BOE session, a group of tax code changes. These evidently are all regarding property in that subdivision, Shoals Bend, and the tax code. Oh, Roger is here.
Tim.
Sorry, Tim.
That's
okay. Go ahead, Tim.
I believe there's 30 of these parcels in the Shoals Bend area. They include Shoals Bend Plaza, lots 1, 2, 3. They include, Mr. Oliphant is the owner of one of those. They include the storage buildings, owned by Steve Creed, and then also subdivision behind the Proverbs. It's supposed to have been condominiums, but there's 30 in all.
Okay.
The tax code, there's a tax code problem. When we brought them into the city, the person that brought them in thought that they were supposed to be taken out of the county fire. That wasn't the case. When that got corrected, they got inadvertently taken out of the city also, put back in the city. So what we're doing is we are putting these back into the city where they
belong.
Where they belong.
And that's all 30 of them are like that?
Yes.
Do we have, I mean, do we need to have the abatement numbers written, or how do you want to do that?
Well, the abatements have not been written because we are...
You make a motion to have us write the abatements and approve those.
You guys want to have a motion?
Motion to do so.
Well,
we don't have, it's not written down here, so what we've got is... These parcels are supposed to be in the city limits.
Yes.
They're not. So we need a motion to write the abatements and to approve the abatements.
Okay. Dave, as I asked, you said you had a question on that.
Yes. These parcels are in the city limits.
Yes, they are, sir.
Okay. And so we're putting them back onto the fire code is what the...
The fire code on them currently is correct, that they are in central fire. We're putting them back into the city.
Well, they're both.
They are both, yes.
Right. They should be both fire codes.
Fire code and city code.
Yes. That's what
but then, you're not changing the fire code. You're just changing the city code.
Changing the city code from a no city to
Forsyth.
Because right. They were taken out.
Now.
Okay, I'll comment on that, though.
Yes, you
have to
you
know
stated,
which one the levy applies to, and that's central. Correct?
Yes. Because the city does not have an actual fire code. Levy on it. It's just a regular city.
And that's what's important for our
right. Now, you stated that I own one property.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Not one of these here.
Yes, it is.
It's on that list, though, Dave.
Huh?
It's not on that list.
Oh, I thought they were
the... they haven't written at the abatement. So that's part of the motion.
I have it here if you'd like to see
okay.
What it
well,
was.
Then there is a problem. There's three properties up there. I believe it's three. That the city attorney and the county clerk, or the city clerk, made a mistake when that was annexed into the city, and the legal documents left off three parcels. And so, therefore, they are not in the city at this point. And that is those storage units are not in the city. They did not get annexed in due to inadvertently leaving it off the legal description. The property that I now own, it wasn't mine at the time. But it was not on there, and then the property that John Stahlkup owns now. All of that, Stahlkup and mine, was owned by somebody else at the time, but it failed to get put on there.
The annexation that I have includes all of that. The original annexation was for Remus Landing, which was an unrecorded subdivision, as I understand it. The document also has 15 items ranging from rangeland to subdivision, which includes that. I can produce that in about 1 minute, just getting to my office.
Well, I thought the city clerk had been up here to talk to you about that. The actual recorded legal description that was recorded for the annexation left off those three parcels.
Okay. The copy that I have is from the county clerk's office.
Which comes from you, Brian.
You need to go get that. I believe you better.
Why don't we just, you want to go get that, and then we can move on to something else?
Sure.
They give you a few minutes to go get that?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I know there was controversy on it. That
sure.
They did have it up here on record as having it, but the actual document that the, and it was a mistake, and our attorney has acknowledged it, and the city clerk, they just flat the long legal description of everything. There was those, and supposedly that's already been taken care of. You know, because my taxes did not show it was in the city last year. And, you know, I thought it was all taken care of. But there are three parcels that, you know, we have to go back and try to get voluntary annexation.
Okay. I'll get the document.
Tim, why don't you do that? Let's move on to something else.
Okay.
Okay. Next.
All right. We had two taxpayers. There's no abatement written on these. Two taxpayers who filled out applications to come before the summer BOE on real estate. However, in both of these cases, it was actually there was incorrect measurements on previous taxes, like 2008. One person says that they were incorrectly measured and paid. They paid the tax on for 2008, and one was appealing 2007 and 2008. So these are erroneous assessments where people want to get a refund.
Explain this better, Jim. The assessor's office has not written a date.
That's right.
But they've already paid the taxes on them.
They presented these to us during summer BOE, but we can't take any action on them through summer BOE. We have to present them to the board, and you determine whether or not to hear the case.
Okay.
Yeah, whether or not to hear the case. And if you want to hear the case, we'll have an abatement written for right. for them.
So we got one's from 08 and one's from 07, is that correct?
One is from 08 and one is from 07 and 08.
Mr. Attorney?
I've given case law on this in the past. And it's
basically, they paid the taxes. I think they're agreeing to the measurements, is what your position from the attorney. Okay. Entertain a motion.
I'm just telling you what the law is.
Entertaining motion or discussion?
I think on real estate, we voted to not do that in the past, I think. On personal property, we have gone back if it was,
we've been more flexible on personal property, but real estate, we've been pretty, at least since I've been on board. Anybody have a motion?
Motion to deny.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. 4-0, motion passed.
Okay. We had one letter from a taxpayer that just was received by the assessor's office just the other day saying that they are not in the nightly rental program. We can't do any changes at this point on this because we're out of summer BOE and the book hasn't gone to the collector yet, but we need to know if you guys would approve this. And then once
for next year,
for this year,
right?
But once we won't do the work on it until the collector gets the books and she gives her okay that we can make changes. And at that point, we would just write an abatement and do the work on it.
We'll basically put together an Excel spreadsheet showing her all the ones that we're going to be making changes to that you vote on, yes or no, whatever. And that way, she'll hold those tax bills and won't send them out until we get it corrected.
It's the same document that we had in the past. It's the assessor document.
Yeah.
It's the letter. And they've signed it. So, motion, anybody? Mr. Attorney, go ahead.
For the disclosing, you're having someone challenge their classification, which is an issue for summer BOE, as is overvaluation and everything else. So basically what you're doing is, despite the fact that they had notice, you're hearing them after the summer BOE and they didn't appeal on time. But I understand this is a special class I really don't care. I just want to fully disclose.
When was this postmarked? Did we know?
I got it 2 days ago.
Do you know when they mailed it? I mean, obviously they
It actually, Sheila said that the date on it was...
They were signed on May 5th, at least
May 5th, but she said she just got it.
Anyone? Thoughts?
The what now was May 5th?
When they signed it, it says May 5th is the date by their signature, but we just received it. So either they signed it and kept it and then just mailed it, or they signed it, mailed it, and it took us 60-some days to get delivered in the mail service.
But we don't have a...
We don't have
a postage date or anything of,
and not in this document. Is that something we would have, or has probably been thrown away?
Yeah, it came to the
away. Does that date look like it's dated the same time it was signed, or was?
Yeah, it does. It looks like it was dated the same time it was signed.
Bob, I'm not sure I followed what you said. If we were to pass this, is it illegal?
Setting precedents.
We're setting a precedent of class of a summer BOE action outside summer BOE.
Basically, you're extending
summer BOE for this one case.
Summer BOE for this one case.
But it is, I think you said something that made me think, this is the problem that we received with the, which case is it? Not Maryville?
The Dominion Hospitality.
Dominion
case.
Hospitality, because there's not been any legislation to.
Right.
Clear this up so James sends out these letters.
All I'm saying is
that it seems like it's a little bit of an unfair deal on the taxpayer to
Well, now, doesn't the assessor automatically change it if he gets that without having come to BOE?
Right.
If it's before a certain
date? If it's before the summer BOE.
If it's after a certain date, then it has to come.
Well, but he closed the books on May 15th, is that right? No. So if it was before May 15th, it would have been done automatically.
He sent out two notices to everyone earlier in the year. And this is just coming in. It is the Dominion Hospitality case, which is an unusual situation. And these people, you don't want to have them classified commercial if they're really residential. All I'm saying is that classification, overvaluation, and other issues that come before the summer BOE are all summer BOE issues. And what you're doing is opening it up for this one case or any other possible case I don't care.
Are they out of town?
It's a trust. It looks like they live in Branson. It looks like the owner information is in Meadow Ridge Lane. And this condo is Fall Creek Condos. Is that the same? It's not the same, is it? I mean, I'm looking at these two addresses, Kenny.
That would be the mailing.
That's the mailing address, and this is the physical. So they are Branson residents.
Mm-hmm.
They live on 240 Meadow Ridge.
Yeah.
Right?
And actually their son lives in the condo at Fall Creek.
So the son lives in the condo, and the owner actually lives in Branson also.
I'll make a motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve the change of classification. Do we have a second?
We have to open up summer BOE to do that? Or?
We actually can't open summer BOE.
Can't open it?
James, come to the microphone.
I understand, that'll be held till the tax bills come out. It'll be one that we pull and correct and send back out.
Do you see a problem doing it?
No.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Or, I'm sorry?
I'll vote aye on it. I'll tell you, if people, as much noise has been raised in the newspaper, radio, and everything, on this very issue, if they can't understand what's going on in the county, they must be living in a cave.
Aye. Motion passed 4-0. Next?
Yeah.
Nothing. That's all I had on real estate.
Tim, are you ready yet, you think? Okay. Come on back up. And we're talking about this, I guess, three parcels that we're talking about that in question. Okay. Dave, because I think Dave set the question here. Thank you, sir.
This is a copy of the ordinance.
That's fine.
And on the third page, it would be item number 6. Cornerstone Plaza.
That's right.
It included this, the storage, and then these units down here. Houses down here.
There should have been all this too.
Yeah. All this was this is property and the fees that was on that we somehow messed up.
I mean, that's interesting because as a city, we've had arguments with this person, you know, because they said they were not included, you know, in that when we discovered that, and they refused to voluntarily annex, you know, all of this will be voluntarily annexed, but yeah, according to, I've had to call the city clerk and talk to her, but she said that this, and our attorney said so, that he just failed between the two of them. They failed to get it on here, but I see it's on this. And this is the ordinance that is recorded?
Yes, my knowledge. This one went through a circuit court. It's not got a recording date on it.
Okay.
What do you think, Dave?
Until I do some checking with our city attorney on this, I'd like to table this or
you want to do all the ones but that one, those parcels then? So at least we can, because you said there was 30 parcels. Is this just three parcels?
Three parcels that were in question.
Okay. You want to go ahead and just, someone have a motion to write the abatement? Is that what you're talking about?
Dave, you can word that however you want to and leave those three out, and then you can, because you're not going to be voting on those anyway, are you? You're going to abstain.
You're going to have to abstain on those three.
Yeah, I'll abstain on those three. But, well, I mean, yeah.
So just make your motion on the others if you don't care to on the how you want to word that on the others.
It'd probably better if somebody else made the motion.
Okay, that'd be fine. I'll make a motion that we accept the findings of the assessor's office and
the tax code changes.
Tax code changes for the entrance back into the city and the fire district change be
the abatement written?
Yes.
Okay. So, Donna, is that about right? So, those 27 parcels, except for this, I would say on the on this recorded deed, maybe we have to wordsmith this whole thing on this, the
commonly known as Cornerstone Estates.
Right. And item six, is that what we're talking about?
Item six.
Item six on the, I guess on this, it's not a deed, but.
Item six.
So we're
exempting item six.
We're exempting item six in this motion, which would be to order the abatement and change the city tax code.
Well, there's another one besides item six.
Is there?
13.
And 13?
Yeah, that would be tri-assigned.
Okay, 6 and 13.
Yeah, it was two parcels, it's now three.
Okay.
So there would be a way to find the other one, which would be, it's three parcels, but
two of them are in item number six.
Okay, so that should get them all? All right, so we have that motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
I made the motion.
Right, so second by Chuck.
Don't be pointing at me.
I didn't know who made the motion, but Chuck made it. So Danny motioned it, Chuck seconded it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
Dave abstained, so 3-0-1. Motion passes. And we're just going to let Dave work on.
I need to do some clarification.
And when you'll work with the assessor's office and all that?
Yeah.
All right, next item. James, you need to say anything? Are you good?
I'm just waiting for the next item.
Okay, next item.
Personal property. But maybe you could just pull the ones then that you don't want us to do, and then we'll know. Okay. All I have left is personal property. Those are all on your abatement status report here. There are two refunds. Let me do those first. They are both for the year 2008. First one is abatement number 2010-0222. This taxpayer was assessed for a four-wheel drive vehicle, but it really was just a four-door, two-wheel drive pickup. They're wanting to reduce it by 880 assessed value and refund that amount. The other one is refund abatement number 2010-0186. This taxpayer paid two personal property bills. They were like under different last name spellings, and so they paid two different bills, and they would like a refund on the one. It's reducing it to $300 of assessed value.
Was that last one a duplicate then? Is that what you're saying?
It was a duplicate, yes.
So they paid twice in the same
parcel. It's an identical duplicate.
Mm-hmm. And you're good with both of those, James?
Yeah, I've been kind of opposed to changing the value on those trucks, but that's beyond me. We have to present them, Jim. Once they come in and make the argument, we have to present them.
And I do have proof here of actually the vehicle that it is just a two-wheel drive, not a four-wheel drive.
Through the state book, so there ain't much we can do.
So the value, the assessed value of the state book listing is the $4,800 or whatever?
Right. It would be 880 is the difference between the four-wheel drive and the two-wheel drive. 880 is referenced to about $36,
$38. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, I was thinking appraised, assessed versus appraised is how
appraised value difference is $880. Assessed value difference is $3,638.
It'd be about $2,600.
I'm sorry.
On the difference in the two pickups.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
From four wheel drive to two.
All right, I'm fine. I was thinking it's up. I'd got my figures mixed up.
So, any motion?
Motion to approve refund on abatement numbers 20100186 and 20100222.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay. I have personal property that is under 2,500. These are ones that in the past you guys have just approved without even hearing why they were written. These are under 2,500 assessed value. The abatement numbers on these are 2010-0214, 0215, 0216, 0219, 0220, 0231, 0233, 0234, 0235, 0238, 0239, 0240, 0241, 0242, 0243, 0244, 0245, 0246, and 0247.
Those are all...
Motion to approve the abatement.
We have a motion.
I'll second. I got a question, though.
Second discussion.
On the curious, the 245, 246 is the same guy. Is that going back 2 years or something?
Let's see.
And have we done that in the past? Have we gone back?
You go back 2 years on abatement, but you don't go back 2 years on refunds.
The 245 is a 2007. And the 246 is a 2008. Same problem on both of them.
But these are not refunds. These are just
These are wiping out an old bill where the new bill is existing.
Has been created.
Okay. Right. Good deal.
Ready to vote? All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes.
Okay. The rest of these are all personal property, but they're over $2,500, and so I'm just giving you a little bit more of a description as to what happened. On abatement number 0217 and 0230. The taxpayer just simply filled out the assessment form wrong. 0217, they had listed a 94 van, but it's really a 2002 Ford Windstar. And again, both of these are just wiping out the old bill, and because the new corrected bill is in place. But because they are bigger amounts, I'm just detailing them more to you.
Now that's not the taken to zero. That's just an erroneous assessment.
It's taken to zero.
This is taking them to zero.
The corrected bill's out there and been paid.
Right.
So they can get their tax.
Okay.
So it is taking
this one off the books, basically. It's not so.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Motion to do so. Accept.
Second.
Second by Chuck. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes.
I have two of them that are duplicate bills. These are abatement numbers 2010-0228 and 2010-0232. And these are just like where there was a duplicate for some reason or another. Taking them to zero.
Motion?
Move to approve.
Dave has a motion. Second. Chuck seconds. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay. Is that last number 232?
Yes,
correct.
Sir.
Okay. All right.
All right. I have abatement number 2010-0229 and abatement number 0224. This is where we are splitting the bill. One was a case where there was a divorce, and so the original bill is getting wiped out, but then you've got the husband with part of it and the wife with part of it. And the other one was where, same thing, we're splitting the bill, but it was because it was the daughter's vehicle, so part of it went to her and part of it went to someone else.
Well, have we got different names on those? on the divorce deal is, I mean, are they already remarried before this takes place, or what?
Well, on 0229, that's the divorce one. We are wiping out, you know.
I thought you said the 0. I thought it was.
No.
The 0224
no.
and the 0229 was together.
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
They're separate splits.
Separate.
Okay. All right.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Dave. Second?
Second.
By Chuck. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Okay, in the last category, we did not, the taxpayer did not own these assets on January 1st of this year, but they put it on their form for whatever.
Are they 09s or what?
These are, no, these are previous years, 2007 and 2008.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't own the vehicle on the 1st of January of 2008. And
they haven't paid for them.
On the new one, on the corrected bill, is that your question? Have they paid the corrected bill? Sometimes.
Is it a refund? Or?
No, these are not refunds.
Okay. It's just creating a new bill. They have the option of whether they're going to pay it. They have to pay it before they get tags. It doesn't make any
sense. So this one, they have paid the corrected one. This one, they have paid the corrected one, but it doesn't look like, as of the writing of this abatement, that one had been paid yet.
And this. It hadn't been paid, but she has to.
But they
pay.
Will, they yeah. So the we're just getting rid of the bad one so that they can pay the right one.
We're correcting the bill.
These are abatement numbers 0221, 0236, and 0237.
Motion.
Second.
Chuck motion. Dave seconds. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes.
Okay, you'll see probably on your list there's the very first one, 0074. That one has actually already been approved, but I haven't been able to do the work on it yet because when I went in to wipe that bill out, it had actually already been paid in error. So I'm working with Sheila Wyatt to try to get this fixed.
So we've already voted on that.
So that one's already voted on.
What else do we have?
So that is it for personal property. I have a question, though, of taking you back into summer BOE thinking. All those copies that you guys had in your books and in your brown Pentaflex folders, does anybody want to keep those? If not, I'm going to destroy them. The clerk's office will have all the originals of all that, if there's ever any need to look back. But does anybody want to keep any of their notes or any of that stuff?
I might look through mine for you, Pigeon.
Okay.
Dave, what do you think?
Don't think to approve the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can either look at these and say, yeah, they're probably okay and approve them, or we can look at our
notes and tell.
Mm-hmm. You want to wait 30 more days?
I'd like to wait.
Let's wait 30 more days, and we'll bring it up next summer, session.
I want to try to come in and look through mine and compare it to these so we'll know.
What else we have there?
Okay, but just to clarify now. Of course, the minutes that you're talking about
these
approving there—that would be—that's for regular
BOE
session.
That's right. Okay. All right.
However, if you know,
she only printed up one because it's 100.
Is that the whole summer BOE?
No, actually, what this is right here is the last 2 days of summer BOE, the 30th and the 31st of July. Those meeting minutes were never approved for those 2 days, and that's what these are. It's so thick because most of these are it includes the 425 appeals that the attorney brought, that the classification portion of the appeal was denied. And so,
is it possible that we could just leave it on a file in your office, we come by, review, and vote next time around? Would that be all right with you, Dave?
On those, but there was other cases that were handled that we had notes wrote on,
mm-hmm.
and so that we would know that
right.
that we approved the right ones. I would just like to keep them all for 30 days.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just keep it all for 30 days, and if you want to go in and review in the office, you can.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got access to the computer. As soon as we get to where we can print the actual book, we can put that on the CD so we're not printing all that paper for
right.
you, and you can go through everything.
Approval is very simple, other than the notes. When we go through the notes and we see something that doesn't match up.
If we need, I guess if they're saying if they need a CD, they'll ask for it. So, what else you got?
So, technically, then, you did not want to approve these last 2 days of the summer BOE session?
Not right now. They want to wait 30 more days so they can come in the office, get their book, and review it, and then they'll be ready to vote next time.
Okay.
Anything else?
That is all I have.
Donna, anything? James, anything?
I got something.
Go ahead.
On a case where we have, like we had before, where we have a May mailing, I think there should be a letter or a note wrote to the collector to at least keep the postage envelope date so that we don't make a decision that...
that was not Sheila White, that's Sheila Burkhart.
Sheila Burkhart. Well, James needs to make a note to the Sheila Burkhart. Whoever gets that, that's very important that we do that, have that information. So,
you know what we're talking about? The letter of classification, it came in, it was the signature was dated May 5th, but we just got it, and what we wanted to see was the envelope it came in to see if we could see a postmark date in there.
Okay, that was that's all. That's not a problem. We can keep all postmarks.
Okay. Yeah.
And it is important.
Right. Yeah. Dan, anything else? Dave? Chuck? Adjourn.
We're going to go back to work on our shared leave, or what's the plan?
Yeah, but I'm going to make a motion to table.
Well, what I want to do, Chuck, just to let you know, is I want to, I'd like to table it until I talk to Lynette, so okay. She can look at the family
that's,
leave.
That's what I want to do. I'm going to get more information.
But I'm not going to, I mean, if you want to wait till next week, I mean, Lynette probably can work on it pretty fast, but... Let's not let this thing...
Well, no, can't we do it Monday? I mean, don't we have...
We may have time Monday. I don't know if Lynette can move that fast with the...